SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today we take a look at the Swiss tradition of playing folk music in the home. The sound of a typical house organ from the region of Toggenburg in eastern Switzerland, an area with a rich folk music heritage. House organs are still found in different parts of Switzerland, the most famous, however, being those of the Toggenburg, where quite a few of these delightful instruments in their ornately painted wooden casings have long been highly treasured possessions of farmers' families and are still being played today. Amazing as it may seem, those organs were all built by mechanically gifted farmers themselves, and the whole tradition developed in the 18th century after Swiss reformer Ulrich Zwingli had banned music from the church. So the music-minded Toggenburgers began to play the organ in their own homes, church hymns on Sundays, and folk music for their own enjoyment. Folk music in Switzerland has its roots largely in the home, and the tradition of playing this music has often been handed down in farmers' families from generation to generation. One instrument which is very typical of the folk music tradition in the home in different parts of Switzerland is the zither. This ancient string instrument is generally played by a single performer, but often also in groups. It continues to be a firm favorite, especially of the older folk, some of whom show great skill in playing it, as does Mrs. Julia Vollmar from Wiel in the canton of St. Gall in this old mazurka on the typical kind of zither made in the region of Glarus. Kriens in central Switzerland is also well known for its tradition of zither playing, but there the instrument has a different form. Shaped somewhat like a guitar, the Kriensir Halszither is often played in groups, like this quartet of the Berkeley family, where a bass lute is added in this traditional schottische. Other stringed instruments used in folk music played in the home in different parts of Switzerland are the violin and the Hackbrett. We find this combination especially in the eastern Swiss canton of Appenzell, but also in the upper Rhone Valley, from where originates this traditional waltz, played by the Valpen brothers from Grenkjols. The violin is one of the most popular folk instruments in the Western world, and we're now going to hear the late Louise Schlatter, a distinguished Swiss classical violinist, but at the same time also a staunch supporter of folk music, who worked tirelessly throughout her life to keep this tradition alive. Here she is, accompanied by accordionist Hans Kegge in Ziggy Zaggy. Swiss folk music, as originally played by farmers in their homes, is being kept alive by a whole number of dedicated folk musicians. In the canton of Nidwalden in central Switzerland, the home of accordionist Karl Barmettler is a meeting place for his folk music friends and relatives. A sample of the kind of music played on such informal occasions is this Landler, Farewell to the Achereck Bridge, featuring a Swiss accordion, two Hals zithers, and bass.
Thank you.
Another well-known family group playing their own type of music in the home are the Trutmann brothers from Seelisberg, also in central Switzerland. Their instruments, however, are the recorder, the accordion, and either the bass or the piano. In the famous cheese-making region of the Emmental, accordionist Max Weilenmann has revived what was typical homemade country music a couple of centuries ago, at the time of the great Emmental writer Jeremias Gotthelf. We hear a gallop, named after a well-known location from one of Gotthelf's works, Ideklunke. Thank you. We'll close this program of Swiss folk music played in the home with a performance involving a whole family, namely the Erni family band from Tschlin in the Engadin Valley in southeastern Switzerland. This is but one of a number of such Swiss country bands consisting of several generations of one single family, living examples of a continued folk music tradition which has its roots right in the farmers' homes. This concludes today's program in the series Musica Helvetica, brought to you by the Transcription Service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.